Casey.
David and I are 42.
Go put your clothes on!
But... What was that?
Hello? Is anybody home?
Oh my god, it's Francine.
I'll go get her.
No, Casey! You gotta hide!
Why?
Let's put her under the bed.
Ow! There's no room!
Put her in the bathroom!
Come here!
Hey!
Hello? Kachu? David?
Casey, for crying out loud, put something on! Where are your clothes?
They're in the hall! God, what's with you? I thought you were...
Kachu, there's no towel in here!
Anybody home?
Shut up!
Kachu? Is that you? What are your clothes doing in the hall that, aren't yours? Kachu? Kachu?
What's happening?
I don't know.
Okay.
Just be still.
I'm glad you're asleep, because what I have to say isn't easy for me, so maybe I better practice it first. Okay, ready? Here goes.
Oh, David, please tell me I didn't just make a total ass out of myself in there.
Oh, no, not at all. Maybe you should turn around.
Hey! You got me in here on purpose, didn't you? I knew it.
Casey, your knee?
Is somebody in the...
Francine! What are you doing here?
I was just... Is there somebody in there?
Good grief, Francine. You scared me half to death. What are you doing here? I thought you were at your mother's. Wow, you're really sunburned.
That's because I've been swimming. I jumped in the pond, and I swam.
What?
But I came to tell you why your paintings really upset me so much. I hope you'll understand, but if you don't, I'll understand. I was wrong when I said you didn't know me. I was just mad. The truth is, you know me better than I know myself. It's just, well, I've always been afraid to jump into the pond and go swimming, but you're already over the hills waiting for me. That doesn't make any sense now that I say it. You change me, Kachu. That's all I know. I thought I knew who I was. I thought I had it all figured out, but I'm not who I thought I was, or who I thought I'd be. Your paintings scare me because you see someone I don't know yet.
Francie, if only you could see through my eyes.
I think I can hear my heart.
Oh, Francine! Hi! Love your tan.
Nice job, Clouseau. The hell were you two doing in there?
Looking for towels?
David! Why is she looking at me like that? You told me you paid for the paintings of Francine.
I did. I paid 365 days of my virile manhood wasted on the overweight prude.
I am not a prude.
You stole them. I know you're in love with her. You're obsessed.
I paid. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
You jerk. You better not be obsessed with me. I'll have you arrested.
Hey there. How's your life going?
Not bad. Yours?
Yeah.
I've had worse.
Don't love me. Never love me. You love me.
Great, here we go again.
Give me back my Polaroids.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Arrest this man.
I don't suppose you'd care to tell me what happened.
You know, I'd really love to, Sarge, but I'm a little foggy on the details myself.
I'm not listening.
Well, what are you waiting for? Arrest him!
You mean now?
I didn't think so.
People, please!
I've been starving myself to death because you said you didn't like fat girls.
Francine's not fat. She's Rubenesque.
And you're grotesque, you creep.
Mm. Every time she says that, my heart skips a beat.
All right, that's enough. I want some answers here, or I'm going to start throwing people in jail.
I think I can explain. I'm an attorney.
Yeah, that explains a lot.
You see, it's like this. I was at home reading my Bible.
That's a damn lie! I want my painting back, you pig! And my bikini, and my Polaroids. Those paintings weren't for sale. You stole them.
Go, girl.
Quiet. Now, quiet.
I bought those paintings fair and square. I have a legal receipt. I am not a crook. I'm well within my legal rights.
I warned you people for the last time. Shut up. You hear? Shut up.
Bailey, that was totally uncalled for. Put that gun away before you hurt somebody.
But, Sarge...
Son of a bitch, you shot me in the foot.
Okay, let's try this again. You there, why are you all wet?
Because he turned the hose on me.
And why did you do that, sir?
This is America, right? A man has the right to hose his own wife.
In the car?
You tried to run me down.
My foot slipped.
You backed up twice.
You kept moving.
Oh, I'm moving out, all right, out of my house.
Good. Who needs you anyway? My new boyfriend is a billionaire.
No, wait a minute.
A billionaire? David, is that true?
Well...
I object. I rule for a bad... trial thingy!
This ain't no court of law, lady. I just want to know why you people are disturbing the peace.
Listen, do you have somebody handling your investments?
Hey!
All right. I think I can explain everything. Okay, you see, it's like this. David and I were at home, and Francine had just come in from a trip.
I was at my mother's. You see, I have some big decisions to make in my life.
Francine?
Sorry.
She's a sweet girl if she just learned to open up. Anyway, like I said, we were all home and Casey was there putting her clothes back on.
You hear that? I was naked. Buck. Naked!
Mutual funds are back, buddy.
You've been listening to episode 15 of Strangers in Paradise, book 7, Sanctuary by Terry Moore, adapted by Thomas DJ, produced by Thomas DJ, Chris Honeywell, and Nicole Tomte, sound design by Chris Honeywell, music provided by Jim Moon and the Eldritch Light Orchestra, additional music by Shane Ivers, Vanessa Van Zer was Cachou, David Ellis was David, Femi London was Casey, Nicole Tomte was Francine, Brad Oxnam was Freddy, Cambry Varner was Sarge, Luke Giaconetti was Bailey, Chris Honeywell was Wounded Officer. This is a fan work produced with the cooperation of Mr. Moore, done solely out of love for the property. We lay no claim to the rights or characters. Please read the original series and other works by Mr. Moore, available through AbstractStudioComics.com. Now you can reminisce with every Strangers in Paradise audio drama omnibus, available on archive.org. Spread the word. You can contact us at atwinformation@gmail.com and join the conversation in the ATW Discord. You can find the invite at twotruefreaks.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.